History of the Maya, Sacred Mountains, and Temple Pyramids. Now, mountains were revered throughout Mesoamerica. To the Mayans, they were the place where deceased ancestors lived on, and even today, the Mayan peoples of the Chiapas region hold to this belief. The architects of the El Pitane region and northern Yucatan lived many miles north of the Chiapas Highlands and the volcanic mountains of southern Guatemala, but in cities such as Tikal, Palenque, and Uxmal, they created their own sacred mountains in the form of the stepped stone pyramids that today still tower above the great ceremonial plazas. The pyramids were identified by the word Uitz and translated to mean mountain. A pyramid was a sacred building with a temple at its summit, used for ceremonial processions and religious rituals. However, they were also, and perhaps primarily, mortuary monuments, erected to honor the memory of a dead king, both symbolically as a stone mountain and literally as a giant tomb, such as Pakal at Palenque. They were homes to the deified royal ancestors. It may be that the temples on top of the pyramids were architectural versions of the natural caves which the Mesoamericans had left offerings from time immemorial. Some, such as those at Tikal and Yaxchilan, for example, had large vertical roof combs that reinforced the impression that they were openings in the rock face close to the sacred sky. Many of the pyramids, like mountains, represented a forbidding challenge to those seeking to climb them. They towered at great heights, their step sides very steep, and steps themselves so narrow that members of the religious procession mounting to the holy places on high would have had to put their feet sideways on each step. Other architectural elements of the Mayan city were representations in stone of the sacred structures of the universe and of the natural world around them. In Mayan culture, water was linked to the underworld. A number of surviving carvings represent royal passengers in a canoe on their final voyage to the spirit world. Scholars believe the great ceremonial plazas of Mayan cities represented lakes or seas that offered a way to the underworld. Many scholars believe that the Maya thought the ball court specifically represented entry to the underworld, while the ball used in the game represented the sun. Even the stone columns or stelae on which the rulers recorded their dates of ascension, anniversaries of their rule, and political or military triumphs were associated with the natural world. The Mayan word for stelae was tetun, tree rock. The stelae at Yaxchilan, for example, rise towards the sacred sky in the same way as the trees of the forest in which the city stands. The structures of pyramids, temples, and plazas had detailed religious and mythic significance. For example, temples at Palenque and Tikal with 9 levels suggest the 9 regions of the underworld that the king would encounter as his soul made its voyage through the spirit realm. One construction at Tikal, Temple 2, has 3 layers. At Itzapa in the Pacific coastal region of the Chiapas, a plaza contains 3 pillars, each 1.3 meters, 4 feet 3 inches tall, and supporting a circular stone. Both the Tikal temple and the Itzpa pillars are symbolic, references to the 3 hearthstones of the Mayan creation myth, which the Mayans believe were visible in the night sky as the 3 stars in Orion's belt. In man-made versions of the natural holy places, the gods could be honored with sacrifices designed to recycle spiritual and cosmic energy, largely in the form of lifeblood, on behalf of the city-state. Mayan kings, priests, and people hoped that the sacrifices would safeguard the flow of divine power needed to keep the natural world functioning, the sun rising, the rain clouds forming, and the unloading their cargo, and the land giving birth to maize plants. And there's a few other things. Of course, we have the cities are you know, along sunrise, sunset themes, or in many cases, they follow the stages of Venus. And Venus is a real teller of when it's supposed to rain at certain times of the year. You also have to understand that they have a 52-year cycle. And in this 52-year cycle, at the end of the cycle, the world does not end, then the temples are usually added on to in some cases. So if you were to take some of these temples that exist today, take them all the way down to the bottom, you'll find small base temples. And they just continue to add over the top of these in many, many cases. So there's all sorts of things that come along with this. And then they were all covered with stucco and painted. So it is quite a unique process. And we'll be looking at all these religious aspects when we get into the religious part, because it's quite sophisticated. One of the problems that people talk about frequently is that when they talk again about the end of the Maya, this sacred knowledge is not held by everybody in the community. It's held by an elite group of people. So without the elites and perhaps their students, if they all died off, all of this would then disappear. And when you do have this collapse of this classic period in the Pathan jungle area, Tikal and these other places are abandoned, the people still live there. They're still living in different communities. They're just smaller villages. They're just not attached to these. So there's a lot to cover. The sources for this are the Maya by Cole, the Civilization of the Maya by Anaquin, the Popo Vuh, In Search of the Maya by Brunhaus, Outline Dictionary of Mayan Glyphs by Gates, Incidents in the Travels of the Yucatan by Stevenson, New World Archaeology by Scientific American, Aztec and Maya by Phillips, Yucatan Before and After the Conquest by Delanda, Rise and Fall of the Maya by Mayan Civilization by Thompson, and Maya History and Religion by Thompson. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.